Well, amen. Praise the Lord for the special music tonight. Been a blessing, no doubt. Colossians in chapter 3. Colossians in chapter 3. Since Mother's Day, we've actually been preaching messages on the home. And, of course, we were going to do that all the way through to Father's Day, just a series on the home. This morning, of course, Faith Promise Missions as well here in the month of June. Tonight, we're looking at, and I mentioned it this morning, healing a hurting home. Healing a hurting home. And Colossians chapter 3, if you would stand with me, we're going to be reading verse 12 down to verse 21. The Bible says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. And fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." And let's pray. Father, we bow before you tonight, and what a blessing it is to, first of all, sense your presence in this place. And then, Father, to be able to be ministered to through music. And now to open up your holy word and hear it preached, hear it taught, and be able to receive the truths that you have for us through your word. So I pray tonight that you would empower and bless the preaching of thy word once again. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Colossians chapter 3, what we just read, is the description of how it ought to be in a model home. That's it right there. If everyone would live according to that right there, you're looking at a model home. The key words, I think, as you look through there in verse 12 would be kindness. There's a lot of other things there, but that idea of the kindness, just a please and thank you, kindness at home. We need to work on it at home. Sometimes we're more apt to be more kind to neighbors than we are in our own home. Kindness. Verse 13, that idea of forbearing, having patience and restraint and self-control. Sometimes we hurt the ones we love the most. We expect them to take whatever we dish out. Shouldn't be. Should never be. Verse 14, put on charity. Sacrificial love, a willingness to sacrifice for others. Instead of putting yourself first, put yourself last. Verse 16 and 17, act according to Christ likeness. When I'm in the home, realizing that I'm saved and I am representing Christ in my home, and act accordingly. I believe this is what Jesus Christ designed for all believers. And if all believers in the home are living according to this design, you'll find a model home. But that's not always the case. That's why we need to hear messages on the solution to healing a hurting home. Colossians in chapter 3, this is how it starts out. This is what Paul writes to the church of Colossae. And he says, if ye, believers, and this is, he's addressing born-again believers. He says, if ye then be risen with Christ, you know you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things on the earth. Prioritize God's will for your life. Prioritize the things of God, and the refuge of the home, the peace of God in the home. Then it says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You're dead. I'm not my own. I was bought with a price. I am His. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm looking to live as a Christian to glorify Him. It begins in the home. When Christ, who is our life, as a Christian, Christ is your life. That's what you focused on, being Christ-like. Shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. We got a whole eternity where it's going to be a model place to live. Yeah. But until that time, what do we focus on? Can I tell you, relationships are the key. Relationships. In order to have the relationship that God wants you to have in any situation, it takes at least two for that relationship to be what God wants it to be. All you can handle is your part of it, but if you're going to have a right relationship, it's going to take both of you looking to God, being all that God would have you to have that model relationship. We focus too much on what other people are not doing instead of what we ought to be doing. Relationships in the home. Do you realize how many relationships there are in the home? First of all, God is the key. God and husband. For you to be the kind of husband that God wants you to be, that you ought to be for a model relationship, a model home, it takes the relationship between you as a husband and God. That's key. And then it takes, once you are working on that relationship, and can I tell you, God does everything that He needs to do in that relationship. And so if you don't have a close relationship with God, it's not God's fault. Stop trying to blame your wife, blame your children, blame everyone else. When it comes to God, listen to me. No, He is perfect. If you're going to have a right relationship with God, He's already proven His love for you. His sent His only begotten Son to die for you. He dwells within you in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The first relationship is God and the husband. And then God and the Father. God in your position as a man, as a husband, and then God in your position as a father to your children. It is you and God. If you're going to be the husband God wants you to be, and that's, I believe that's the start in a model home as God outlines it, then you have to know that you have the right relationship with God in your relationship with your wife. And then you got to know that you have the right relationship with God in your relationship with your children as their father. Wow, that's two relationships right there. As husband and father. And then there's God and wife. That's in the home. We've studied the home. The husband and wife leave mom and dad. You've gotten married and now you're establishing your own home. It's your home. It's not their home. It's not anyone. It's your home. You establish it as God wants you to establish your home. And once you've established a husband and wife relationship in the home, then you bring children into the mix and then you add them into the equation. And you become that father. Now it's it continues with the different positions that you have. But the idea there is now it's God and wife. Are you the wife that your husband needs? It's impossible to be the wife that your husband needs unless you're right with God in that relationship with your husband. And then there's God and mother. Are you right with God in your relationship with your children? It's right with God, first of all, in your relationship with your husband, and then are you right with God in your relationship with your children? Because those are relationships in the home, and that's with God. And then there's God and children. Which parents, you need to make sure that your children understand they need to have a personal relationship with God themselves. It's how you're raising them to understand that they need God in their life and how to have a right relationship with God in their lives. They can't be right with you as your child unless they're right with God. And when they're right with God, they'll be right with their parents. And then you have that. That all has to do with God. Me to be the right husband doesn't depend on my wife. It depends on God. Depends on God to be the right father. For you ladies, it depends on your relationship to God to be the right wife and the relationship to God to be the right mother. Children, it depends on your relationship with God. And then you go to the second most important. Husband and wife. Now are you right with your wife? Then father and mother. Are you right as a father with your children's mother? Not with the wife. The wife is between the two of you. But now it's another relationship when it comes to your children looking to your wife as their mother. Are you right with your children's mother? My wife calls me dad. Can I tell you, I am not her dad. We started that way back when the children were young because we wanted them to realize she's mom, I'm dad. And so they would hear her call me dad, and so they would look to me as dad when they were little. They needed to be kind of guided in that direction. And I would call her mom. She's not my mother, I'm not her dad. But the children, we were their mother and father. And we needed to be right with each other as mother and father. Third only to our relationship with husband and wife is only second to our relationship with God. So husband to his wife, then father and mother, and then father and children. I can't rely, and I should not rely, on my wife to fix my relationship with my child. Husbands say, well, I've done this or that. Go make it right with the kids. You loser. Don't expect for your wife to make it right with your children. You better be right with your children. You can't be right with God and not be right with your children. Go to that child. Get right with that child. If you got anger and you did something you shouldn't do, apologize. Admit you're wrong. Ask for forgiveness. Isn't that part of the model home? You lost your patience. Is that not part of the model home? You go to that child. No matter how old that child is, they realize, they know when you're wrong. My sister Kathy, we just moved into a nice brick home. First house, full house that we ever lived in. Of course, I come from a large family. Kathy wanted to get me in trouble. She got mad at me. She went out with a white can of spray paint. And she wrote my name on the side of the house and told Dad I did it. Now, I don't want to give you any ideas here. But my dad believed her. Why would she write your name on it? You had to do it. You wanted your name on the house and you wanted, no, Dad, she's lying. And he spanked me, and the whole time I'm thinking, I don't deserve this. As far as I know, he never did find out that it was Kathy until after he passed. I got Kathy to admit she had done it. Yeah. Wow. You've done something you shouldn't do, and you realize you've done it. Make it right. Make it right with a child. Father and children. Then the relationship goes back to the wife and her husband. And then the mother to your children's father. Mother to your children concerning their father. That's important that we understand. That's a relationship. And then mother and children. Moms, don't ever hide things from your husband or your children's father. That damages children. Well, as long as you get by, as long as Dad doesn't find out about it, I'll let it happen. I know he doesn't want you to do that, but as long as you do it without Dad finding out, I won't say anything. Listen, that is wrong. You are supposed to stand beside your husband and their father and together raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If you don't want him to do that, or if you don't want her to do that to your children, then you two get together and you work it out as far as how you're going to raise your children, but do not take your children's side against your spouse. It's wrong. It only hinders the model home. And how it affects them later on in life. And then there's still another relationship in the house, in the home. Children and their relationship with children. Brothers and relationships with their sisters. And sisters and relationship with their brothers. Need to be right with each other. Somewhat in the church, over in the book of Galatians, in the Galatians in chapter 6, God gives us family identification. In the family of God, in the church, it's like a family, the household of God. He says that you are brothers and sisters. And for the church to be at peace and have the kind of atmosphere that you experience in this church, there has to be unity in the congregation. There has to be unity in the body of Christ. In Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 10, it says this, and as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, that's Christ-likeness, but especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You ought to learn to want to do good to your brother. Do good to your sisters. I know there's always going to be that little irritation and that kind of play, but when it comes serious, when it's about serious things, be right with your siblings. For the sake of the home, for the sake of the unity of the home, get along. You've heard me say this many times because it's true. The kids, whenever they'd ask me anything, Dad, what can I get you for Father's Day? Love God and love your sister. We raised two girls. Birthday. Dad, what can we get you for birthday? Love God, love your sister. Dad, what can we get you for Christmas? Love God, love your sister. Get along. And I really meant that because, first of all, they didn't have a lot of money to get me really what I wanted. And not really. I was kidding there. But that gave me more blessings than anything, is when I could see them getting along with each other. That was unity in the house. That was peace in the home. That was refuge. So, healing a hurting home. If one or more of these relationships are broken, it can and will destroy the refuge of the home. God not in your relationship? You got a broken home. You don't have the model home that God wants you to have. God not in your relationship with a husband or wife, then you have, Satan's going to find a way to break up that home. God is not there in your relationship with your children, Satan's going to use that to hinder your model home. There's so many different relationships, and yet if they are broken, then you're going to experience a broken home to a certain extent of not the model home that God wants you to have. So know what needs to be done. It has to do with relationships. It really does. First of all, acknowledge what's broken. Back over in Colossians in chapter 3. Colossians in chapter 3. That's how Paul starts out this chapter to the Colossians when he's going to deal with the family. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Acknowledge what's broken. Do it openly. Applying verse 12 down to verse 21, and allow all to speak. You say, we mean we ought to include our children in talking about what might be broken in the home. They already know it anyway. As the children get older, you need to include them more and more in what's going on. Once you understand that they see there's a problem between mom and dad, or there's a problem between dad and the child, or a child and the child, whatever it might be, sit down together and read that passage of scripture right there. Use that as a guideline and say, all right, what do you think's broken in the home? You'll learn a lot from what your children tell you. They see more than what you realize. They understand more than what you realize. You want to truly fix it? Get it out in the open. See, God works in the light through truth and honesty. Satan works in the dark through lies and deception. Which one do you want to have control of your home? If you're going to have God, bring it up to the light. Deal with the reality of what's taken place. Wow. You have to find out what's broken, and you have to acknowledge what's broken. Then you need to stop any further damage. Once you realize it's broken, determine to fix it. Realize you can't keep living the same way without at some point causing more and greater damage. Keep living the same way, acting like it's not there, just getting, it's going to cause greater damage. It won't stay the same. Have many experience ever having a flat tire? Flat tire, you realize something is wrong. You realize, come to knowledge that it's a flat tire. And the car is not handling the way it used to when you didn't have a flat tire. And as you continue to drive on a flat tire, it will hold up for a little while, and you'll get used to the bump. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. But if you don't stop and fix it and you just get used to the bump, you know what will happen? You see the cars on the side of the road on fire. Because that rubber will heat up because it's not made to go flat. It's made to ride on air But if you take the air out of the tire and you continue to drive it as if it had air in it, it will work for a while. You'll get used to the bump, but then it's going to catch fire and it's going to burn up. Listen to me. If you don't change what's broken, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. My microphone will come off of me. Things have to change. If it's not working the way it is, you have to change it. But can I tell you, you can. Look to the Word of God. Learn what needs to be done and how God wants you to do it. Our life is hid, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Are you doing that? Are you submitting yourself and then applying verse 12 to verse 21? On how God designed the model home. See, we need to allow more of Christ's influence and less of the world's. We need to allow more of the light and less of the darkness. Colossians in chapter 3 and verse 5, it says this, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry." Listen to me, you're looking at what's going to cause problems in the homes and problems in relationships right there. "For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them as lost, but now you can do something about it." But now you have a God that wants you to change things, and he's given you an outline on how to change it. But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. What do we need to do? We need to have less of the old world, old man. Less of the world. Less would indicate confess and forsake where you failed your relationship with God. Confess and forsake where you failed your relationship with your wife, husbands, wives. Confess and forsake where you failed father, mother, children, and children. Confess and forsake. Put off the influence of the world, which is so messed up today when it comes to relationships. Where are we getting a lot of that influence? Television, music, sometimes even video games, language, attitudes. Got to take it off. And you need to be open to hearing your spouse tell you that's the problem. You need to be open to hearing your children saying that's the problem. Your walk with God, what you're allowing into your life. You need to have less of the world and more of Christ. That's the medication. That's the cure. It's Christ. Church. Ministry. Service. Come into worship an almighty creator God. Understand the truths of the Bible. Understand what God wants you to understand concerning life, past, present, and future. Get involved in the great commission that we're in this month, Faith Promise Missions. Get involved in ministry that we have here at the church and helping other people. Get your mind off yourself and put your heart in serving and helping other people. Starting with your own home. Keep the refuge in the home. Takes two in each one of these relationships. God's done his part. Are you doing yours to have that right relationship with God? Husband, wife, can't control the other, but focus on yourself. Focus on your responsibilities and your position as men, a husband, father, ladies, wife, mother. Focus on your position. Commit to you doing everything you can do to fix what's broken. And if everybody in the home does what God wants everyone in the home to do, your home's fixed. And you'll be actually living in the model home. The model home. It's right here. Do you want it? Starts with you individually. Commit to it. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Do you know you will benefit the most in having a model home? You will. Do your part. Focus on that. And then help your others in the home to help them to do their part. Healing a hurting home. Father, we bow before you tonight. And we love you, Lord, and thank you for loving us. And thank you for the truths of your word. And God, how we read this, and no doubt that's what we all ought to desire, the blessings of that kind of a home life and relationships. And I pray, God, that you'd help us to have that. Everyone that wants that, desires that, I pray, God, that you would help them to obtain that. I ask, God, that you would speak to each one now and help us to see what we need to do individually and commit to doing that even tonight as we move forward. Blessing the invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.